This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Indonesian officials say a dozen ships, including four naval warships, were deployed Saturday in search and rescue efforts after a Sriwijaya Airlines passenger jet carrying 62 people lost contact with air traffic controllers minutes after taking off from Indonesia's capital. We get more from Reuters' Adam Reed.
The plane from Sriwijaya Air and flying to the neighboring island of West Kalimantan took off about 2:30 p.m. local time and then disappeared off radar screens. Indonesia's Navy says it's found the coordinates of the plane and dispatched search and rescue vessels. Families await news of their loved ones at the airport where it was supposed to land. The flight tracking service Flight Radar 24 says the plane appears to have lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than a minute. It was raining when the plane took off. The plane is a Boeing 737-500 model, which is 27 years old, much older than the troubled 737 MAX model. It was a 737 MAX that crashed off Jakarta 2 years ago, killing 189 people.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Spanish Transport Minister José Luis Ábalos said Saturday an exceptional cold front, which has blanketed large parts of the country in snow, is Spain's worst on record. Ábalos urged people to stay home in the midst of the extreme weather brought on by Storm Filomena, which had overtaken our most pessimistic forecasts. More than half of Spain's provinces remained on alert Saturday. The persistent blizzard has halted traffic and left thousands trapped in cars or in train stations and airports. In Madrid, authorities activated the red alert for the first time since the system was adopted 4 decades ago and called in the military to rescue people